This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm your host, David Hooper. You may be familiar with Tony Robbins' Firewalk, and if you're not, let me explain to you what happens. You go to a Tony Robbins seminar, he gets you all fired up, tells you you can achieve anything, and after 4 or 5 days of Tony and Tony's people doing whatever they do in these seminars, you go outside of the venue, and he has these lanes, each of them with hot coals. You line up at one of the lanes, you take your shoes off, and you walk over the hot coals. Some people say that it's mindset. You get in a certain space in your head that allows you to walk over those coals. Other people say that it is a trick. Let me explain to you how it works. It is a circus trick. Embers, they're not good conductors of heat. And the amount of time that your foot is on an ember, that's not enough time to induce a burn. I had a friend of mine, he worked for Tony for a number of years, go to a lot of seminars with him. And one of the things that he would do during these seminars, his job was to take care of the people who were burnt. One of the reasons that the burning would happen would be because, especially today, in the day of mobile phones, people would stop during the walk. They would be so confident because they wouldn't be feeling the heat that they thought they were going to feel. They would pull out a mobile phone and take a selfie of themselves. Well, that's enough time for you to get burnt. That was his job, to take care of those people who were burnt. That's not to say there's not some value to a firewalk. I would imagine that it's scary as hell. I'd imagine that you can feel the heat off of these coals. And of course, as humans, we're built with a sensitivity to danger. We can feel heat. We know that we don't need to touch it. I would think that that would be pretty scary because you have to go against your natural instinct and walk over these coals, even though there is kind of a trick to it. So getting over your fears, that has value. I talked yesterday about the Venice Beach glass walker. He's got kind of the same thing going on. The way glass walking works is that your weight is distributed over different parts of your foot, not over a single point. When you see a shard of glass, if you imagine all of your weight being on that shard of glass, that's not what's happening during a glass walk. The weight that you're putting onto that glass is distributed over a much wider area than that one point you would look at and that you would imagine that would be so sharp. Also, glass wears down. It becomes basically sand. You've seen glass get worn down from water. Maybe you found like an old bottle, not as sharp as you would think that it would. The reason I bring these tricks up is because podcasters, we've got our own tricks. People hear the edited version of what we do. People hear the compressed version of what we do. Right now, I'm looking at a piece of equipment. It's called the DBX-286S. Talking into a fairly expensive microphone, probably $350, BP-40 by Audio-Technica. Goes into my mixer, which has some trickery of its own. Goes into the DBX-286S. It's got a preamp. It's got a compressor. It's got an enhancer, which is more or less an EQ. It's boosting the bass, boosting the treble a little bit. It's got what they call an expander and a gate, which means that when I talk soft, it sounds louder. And when I talk loud, the message doesn't clip. It sounds crystal clear. So it sounds loud, but it's not as loud, if that makes sense. My point being, podcasters, we've got our own tricks. The voice that you're hearing right now, it's not the voice that comes out of my mouth. These podcasting tricks, they can do two things. One, they can work for you because people think that you're better than you are. It can also work against you because you're in the studio, you're hearing your voice come out of your mouth the way that it actually sounds. And you start to think that you're not good as other people because you don't hear their edits. You don't know what kind of compression or what kind of effects that they have on their voice. Tomorrow, I'm going to release the unedited version of this episode. You're going to hear me. I'm going into the mixer. I'm going into the mic. I've got the compression being added. But this is me straight into the computer from my recording setup. I'm not taking it through any kind of post-production. I'm not doing any editing. So if you want to hear what David Hooper from Big Podcast Daily really sounds like, what it takes for me to get a good 4 to 5 minutes of audio for you every day, that is the episode to listen to. Thank you so much for listening to Big Podcast Daily. I'm here every day, 7 days a week, just like the post office. Rain, sleet, snow. Always here, delivering podcasting tricks, tips, and strategies to help you build a bigger audience, connect with your audience, and make a bigger impact with your podcast. If you're interested in subscribing and never missing an episode, I'm available at Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Also, bigpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Big Podcast Daily, which is actually this episode, but unedited. See you then.